Maseches Nida, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which discusses a bedika that a woman does after she cohabits with her husband, and discusses that if it's done la'achar zman, if it's done after a certain period of time, then they are tmeim only misafek upturim mina korban. They're tmeim out of a, they are impure out of a situation of doubt, and they are exempt from bringing a korban chatas. The Mishnah begins, Ezeu achar zman, what is the definition of after a short period of time? Kadesha terid min amita, it's the definition is enough time that it takes for her to get out of bed, v'sadiach paneha, and to wipe her face over here is a euphemism for her genitals. And so she wipes herself, and then that amount of time is considered la'achar zman. That's considered enough time to have waited that if she finds blood on the cloth, it's possible that blood came after the cohabitation instead of being present before the cohabitation, which is why they're only tmei misafek. The achar kach. Now the Mishnah continues and says, and if it's longer than that period of time, then if she finds blood on the cloth after that, mitama me'es la'es, then she becomes tmeya me'es la'es 24 hours retroactively, but eina mitama es bo'ala, but she doesn't render her husband impure, and certainly neither of them is obligated in a korban chatas. Rabbi Akiva says af mitama es bo'ala. Rabbi Akiva says she does even render her husband impure, and the Gemara points that the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. The halacha here follows the Tanakama. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva, but the chachamim do agree to Rabbi Akiva beroa kesem that if a woman sees a stain on the cloth, shemitama is boala, that stain does invalidate her from being eligible to cohabit with her husband, and that if they were to cohabit after she sees a stain on a cloth, that will render both of them impure, not just her but her husband as well. Mishnah Dalad. Kol hanashim, all women are becheskas tahara lebaalehen. All women have an assumed status of purity to their husbands. They are permissible to their husbands, unless they say otherwise or unless demonstrated otherwise. The assumption is that they are pure to their husbands, permissible to their husbands. Habayim min haderech, therefore, if a man returns from traveling out of town, nishayim lahem becheskas tahara, they are allowed to assume that their wives have a status of purity and permissibility to them. They don't have to specifically ask, are you tahora or are you tamea? They're allowed to assume that they're tahoros unless his wife says specifically to the contrary. Beis Shammai omrim. Now this is a continuation of the discussion about certain women who handle taharos, who handle materials that need to remain pure. Those women perform a bedika. Those women perform a bedika, an internal exam, before cohabitation and after. So there's a difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about how to understand that bedika. Beis Shammai omrim tzricha shnei idim al kol tashmish ot vitashmish. Beis Shammai holds that each individual cohabitation requires a bedika before and a bedika afterwards, meaning you cannot use one cloth for the entire night, but each individual cohabitation requires its own bedika before and after. Oh, he says, Tishamish la'or haner, or else you can use one cloth for all night, but you should do separate bedikos before and after each individual cohabitation and check those cloths with a light so that you won't accidentally wipe off the blood from a previous bedika You need to ensure that each bedika that you do is checked, and then if you want to reuse the cloth, if the cloth is clean, you can reuse that cloth. That's the halacha according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, daya b'shnei idim kol alayla. It's sufficient to have two cloths for the entire night, meaning one at the very beginning of the night for the man and for the woman, and then one at the end of the night for the man and the woman, but that each individual cohabitation doesn't require its own separate bedika cloth.